BBC News with Marianne Marshall. Malaysian police say they believe the half-brother of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been killed at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. A British source close to Kim Jong-nam's family has told the BBC that poison was involved. Media outlets in the region say he was killed using poison needles or some sort of spray. The White House spokesman has said that President Trump asked his chief advisor on national security to resign after his trust in him had eroded. The spokesman said Michael Flynn, misleading senior officials about his conversations with the Russian ambassador, had not been illegal but an issue of trust. The United Nations has warned of a serious escalation in the conflict in the east of Ukraine. An official said that since January, the distance between government and rebel forces had narrowed to hundreds of meters in some places, almost face to face. The French PSA Group, which manufactures Peugeot and Citroën cars, says it's considering taking over Opel, the European business of the US car giant General Motors. If the deal goes ahead, PSA will become Europe's second biggest car maker. The chairman of the Japanese electronics conglomerate, Toshiba, has resigned after the company announced that it suffered a net loss this year of $3.4 billion. Shigenori Shiga is the most senior Toshiba executive to resign since it emerged that the company made massive losses with its nuclear business in the United States. A new study has warned that India's air pollution now rivals China's. The report by the US-based Health Effects Institute suggests India's worsening air quality caused over a million premature deaths every year. A man has been found guilty of murdering a six-year-old boy who disappeared in New York in 1979 in what became one of the US's most haunting missing child cases. Pedro Hernandez was convicted in a retrial of kidnapping and killing Eitan Pates. BBC News.